You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO at 102.7 FM.
Bankruptcy, massive and sometimes violent protests, accusations of corruption, these dominate the media coverage of the Greek economic crisis. Bailout and quote-unquote belt-tightening are the answers from the financiers and governments, but not everyone agrees with that solution. Kostas Paniotakis is an associate professor of sociology at City University, New York, and he has been closely following the developments in Greece. He joins us today by phone from New York. Welcome, Kostas, and thank you for being available.
Thanks for having me on your program.
First, let's start with what would you identify as the key factors that led up to the current financial crisis in Greece?
Yeah, I think it is a combination of the bankruptcy of the neoliberal free market model that has been followed in Greece in the last 25 to 30 years, but also of the even more long-term structural weaknesses of the Greek economy. The fact that that basically capitalism in Europe has followed a pattern of uneven development, the same way that it does around the world, with some countries, for example, in the north, Germany, and so on and so forth, having been able to be more dynamic. The Greek economy has historically not been as dynamic. This has contributed to the fiscal crisis in a couple of ways. On the one hand, you have that the Greek capitalist class has never been very effective in fueling economic development and modernization. It has always been very much reliant on the state, which has contributed, of course, to phenomena of corruption of political and economic elites. And on the other hand, you also have a bloated, state, which again is a symptom of the fact that in the absence of a dynamic economy and as a result of the unemployment that results from that, or the lack of job opportunities, the state in recent years, you have a kind of tradition of clientelistic politics, where employment in the state sector was used as a safety valve. And then, of course, you add to that the fact that Greece spends much more than most European countries on military expenditures, and the fact that Greek governments have historically not been able or willing to tax the wealthy, because they have always been able to evade taxes, so that Greece ends up relying much more on regressive sales taxes for its revenue than on direct taxes. So basically you have a combination of different factors that have contributed to the present fiscal crisis. And now the sort of the solution that is being imposed by the European Union and the IMF are going to make things much worse, because you have a deep economic crisis, you have unemployment rates of 10 to 15%, and instead of trying to stimulate the economy, very harsh austerity policies are being imposed that are leading to growing unemployment, and basically they will end up freezing the economy and making it harder even to be able to, you know, raise revenues and meet the fiscal goals that are being set up by the IMF and the EU. And now what you also see, of course, is that this kind of austerity policies are spreading to other European countries. So you have the paradox of a country like Spain, which has over 20% unemployment right now, imposing austerity policies that will make things worse. So what you have basically is a response to the global capitalist crisis that is more designed to serve the interests of financial capital and employers than ordinary people in Greece and Europe.
A couple of points in response to what you've said. You said Greece spends a lot more on the military, and I had heard, and I'd like to know whether this is accurate, that one of the conditions for entry of Greece into the European Union was, in fact, that they buy submarines from Germany and expend a great deal on military that has no either economic benefit for them and certainly doesn't involve them, isn't meet any military quote-unquote need. And the other thing is, you say that this package of conditions set by the so-called bailout will drive people's incomes and lower and unemployment higher. I've been struck hearing that the public sector workers in Greece already have very low wages when they are employed. I'm wondering if you could comment on both of those.
Yeah, the first point that you made is correct, that many commentators, not just Greeks, but even Germans, French, and so on and so forth, have pointed out precisely the fact that it seems part of the bailout was an implicit quid pro quo, where the Greek government gave assurances to German and French governments that they would keep basically paying for the military contracts that benefit basically German and French companies. So there was a quid pro quo of, a bailout for continuing contracts that the Greek government would have with German and French companies selling this military equipment. Now, the second thing also is correct that, oftentimes there are lots of misconceptions in the media, in the U.S. and abroad, that there is this idea that, Greeks are leading the Dolce Vita, they have, they are profligate, they have it easy. The fact is that their salaries are much lower than the average salary in the Eurozone. So what basically you have right now is that you have drastic cuts in people's wages in the civil sector, even though their salaries were not very high to begin with. And the same goes with pensions. And you also have a kind of undercutting of the labor relations even in the private sector that will basically lead to a reduction of minimum salaries for young workers in the private sector as well. And this is, this package is very harsh, and it is the injustice of this package that basically drives people to the street.
Well, tell us a little bit about that popular resistance movement.
Yeah, there have been a series of general strikes. There is another general strike that is scheduled for next week on Thursday. And I think the resistance has already started to rise as the effect of the measures is being more and more felt by people. And hopefully it will continue to rise, because that's the only way or the only hope to reverse these measures. And I think what we've been seeing is that even the leaders of the labor unions, who tend to be affiliated to the Socialist Party, and they feel certain allegiance for the Socialist Party that is implementing these measures, they feel a lot of pressure from the rank and file. And I think this is a good sign. And if this continues, you may have, more of a chance to reverse these measures. And the other thing that is also important is that as these austerity policies are spreading around Europe, you also see that European labor unions are starting to react as well. We saw that after the announcement of the austerity package in Spain. And there has also been expression of solidarity from other European countries, from other European labor unions, from European parties of the left towards Greek. So the hope is that this resistance will basically go beyond the Greek borders, so that there can be a pan-European movement that could try to challenge the conservative philosophy that has been underlying the European project up to this day.
And specifically, who benefits from these imposition of these kind of requirements for financial assistance?
First of all, as always, when the IMF gets involved, the IMF always gets involved to make sure that the foreign creditors will get their money back. So the IMF is not concerned about the welfare of ordinary people in the country that it quote unquote helps. So basically, one beneficiary are basically the German banks, the French banks, and the European banks that hold most of the Greek debt. And beyond that, when you think about the specific package in Greece, Greek employers also are helped, because when you have the labor relations being undermined and collective bargaining being undermined, this will reduce the cost of labor. And this package also makes it easier to fire workers. Once workers are fired, they will get lower severance payments, lower unemployment benefits. And beyond that, what it also does is it reduces the cost of basically shutting down your business in Greece and moving it to other countries in the Balkans, like Bulgaria, where the labor cost is even lower. The beneficiaries from the package in Greece are sort of European financial capital and employers, and the same can be said about the spread of these austerity policies around Europe.
Well, thank you very much. It's been very enlightening, and I appreciate you taking the time, Kostas.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I've been speaking with Kostas Paniotakis. He's an associate professor at the City University in New York, and he joined us from his home there.